Consciousness, The Inside Story, presented by Maharshi University of Management.
For the past 30 years, David Lynch has been an increasingly successful film producer, writer, and director. During that time, he has also been practicing the Transcendental Meditation Technique. He is now devoting his time and considerable energies to creating world peace.
I'll tell you just a little bit about my story, how it happened. I wanted to be a painter. That's about it. I just wanted to paint. And painting led to film. And if I heard the word meditation, it just kind of went in one ear and out the other. Or if I looked a little more closely, I'd think that they were raisin-eating, nut-eating, strange people. And then I started getting this feeling in the early days of Eraserhead that there was something going on more than meets the eye. Something going on more than meets the eye. And I began to ask questions, and I realized there was many forms of meditation. And I think about this thing that happiness isn't out there, happiness is within. And I used to think, where is this happiness within? Is it in your stomach or is it in your heart? And how do you get there? And where is this happiness? Or this thing about know thyself. If you stand in front of the mirror and talk to yourself, do you get to know yourself? Things like this. I began thinking, and it all kind of gelled that maybe meditation is the thing that takes you within to get these answers, to have this experience that gives the answers. Because it's the experience that's the key to it, not the intellectual understanding. So, at about that time, I got a phone call from my little sister, bless her heart. And she had just started 6 months earlier Transcendental Meditation. And something in her voice or some things she said, I had to have that. And I started. The word unique should be saved for that experience. Because it's unique. It's so familiar, but it's so unique and so powerful. Right from the very beginning, transcend is a key word. Experience of the unified field is a key part. And when you experience this field, it's pure bliss. It's wide awake. It's energetic. Bliss is this thing that is physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. They say the sweetest nectar of life, right within each one of us. And about 2 weeks after I started meditating, my wife, I had have a lot of anger, a lot of anxieties, a lot of fears. 2 weeks later, she comes to me and says, "What's going on?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Where is this anger?" And it literally had evaporated. And what they say is, as these positive values grow, negativity recedes. And Maharishi gives the example that negativity is just like darkness. And so you begin to think about that and look at darkness and you say, well, darkness isn't really anything. It's just the absence of something, the absence of light. So what light do you turn on to make negativity go away, just like darkness goes away when you turn on a light or the sun rises? We know it's not the sun rising that gets rid of negativity, because there's plenty of it going on every day. But it is the enlivening of unity. There's another thing, the enjoyment of doing starts growing like crazy. The obstacles in our way start leaving. And so I would have kept totally quiet about all this and just gone along enjoying my meditation. And then Maharishi came out with this technology to produce peace. Now, because I've had this experience of diving within, experienced that field of peace, I say, if that group can magnify that and spread that, I know from my experience, it's so powerful, it would work. And so I thought, if this doesn't happen in the next week, something is very badly wrong, and I should go out and try to help make it happen. So that's why I'm here tonight talking about this. People think that peace is just the absence of war. But there might have been many, many, many days, weeks, months, when there wasn't actually a war on Earth, but all the seeds of war are still there. They're very lively seeds of war, negativity. Real peace is that light that blows away negativity. And we as human beings are the greatest machines on Earth. So if we get together in a group, it's like a factory housing the greatest machines on Earth, pumping peace into the environment. And it's been tested 52 times. Every time it reduces crime and violence. It isn't going to happen on the surface level. Fighting the darkness, as Maharishi said, is a waste of time. Turn on the light. Enliven unity. Get it going from that deepest level. It turns everything around. Are there any questions? Yes.
There's a theory of peace and conflict resolution that violence is structural, it's caused by poverty, ethnic tensions, religious tensions, and I'm just curious as to how meditation can help resolve those issues and the issues of class or racial tension, things like that.
That's a great question. Because it's a holistic experience, the analogy is like of the tree. And on the tree, there's leaves, branches, the trunk, and the root. The way things are in the world now, the leaves represent the surface. Every leaf is sick, pretty nearly everyone. We have nothing but problems. And they're turning yellow, they're turning brown, they've got weird things going on. And all the charities and all the goodwill, all the things that we're doing is one leaf at a time, trying to take care of these problems. And if by chance we get one leaf green, we turn around, a bunch more are going sick. So Maharishi says, his famous phrase from day one over 50 years ago when he came out into the world with this teaching, water the root and enjoy the fruit. Get that nourishment up from there, the unified field, and automatically the whole tree comes up. It sounds too good to be true, but that's where the power is. It's all positive. And if you can enliven it, which these technologies do, then all this negativity goes. And think of the money that would be saved, the suffering that would be saved. You know, it's a new world. The whole thing comes up automatically.
Talk about transcendental meditation as a force for social transformation. What about arts? And what about your films? It seems to me that your films serve that function. They change people's consciousness.
Art as a tool for social transformation? I think it's a nice idea, but again, it's on the surface. And for me, it's this thing of catching an idea, and I say some ideas are cinema ideas. And I don't know why they are cinema ideas, but I can just see the way cinema could translate that idea. And that excites me, and then I want to do that. Or there's painting ideas, but it's not to change anything. It's just to experience a world on the way doing it, translating these ideas. And that, I gotta say, gets more and more fun every film. And I credit this to meditation. Life just gets better and obstacles go away. Intuition seems to go more. So I don't think the thing to me that I've learned through this is the watering the root, change it from that level, then it's a real change. Up here, it just doesn't get to everybody. It just doesn't change anything except some surface things. And we're right back at the same problems once again. Yes.
Do you find, as a Christian, as I am a Christian, do you find that there's some resistance?
That is a very good question. Transcendental meditation is a mental technique to take you to the unified field. No one owns that field. It's not a man-made field. It's there. It exists. And people from all religions practice transcendental meditation. And what they say is they have more appreciation of their religion, more understanding. Understanding grows, awareness grows, wakefulness grows, bliss, happiness grows, and the appreciation of all of diversity grows. It's a beautiful thing, and it's not in conflict with anything.
What's the ideal setting to have this transcendental meditation experience?
Transcendental meditation, you sit comfortably with your eyes closed, and away you go. Once you've been taught how to do it, which is very simple, easy, effortless, you're there. Now, you need the technique to do it, and it's done in innocence. It will work whether you believe in it or not. If you went out on the street and asked anybody out there tonight, where is the unified field and how do I get there so I can experience it? People may really want to help you, but believe me, you're not going to get there. So Maharishi's gift is this beautiful technique that takes you to the unified field. And as they say, the airplane that takes you to New York isn't New York. It takes you there, and then you get there, and you experience New York. Transcendental meditation takes you to the field of unity, safely, securely, beautifully. And in Vedic terms, that field of unity is called Atma, the self. There's that know thyself. It's the self of us all, the big self. Pure consciousness, pure bliss, pure intelligence, pure creativity, percolating right there within every human being.
This was an excerpt from a talk on world peace given by film producer David Lynch. Here at Maharshi University of Management, students can minor in world peace. See our website for details.
Consciousness, the Inside Story, is presented by Maharshi University of Management with degree programs in the arts, sciences, business, and humanities. www.mum.edu